question that need to be asked this morning as we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth, John 4:24, that is the right attitude to way we perceive truth that leads to truth. And I guess it's a question that each and every one of us needs to ask every Lord's Day or every time we come to worship God. Why do we worship? What is the purpose of worship? Why am I here? Philippians 2:12 says that we ought to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The Apostle John in John 8 says that if you continue in my word, that we shall be his disciples and you shall know truth, and truth shall set us free. The Revelator in Revelation 2:10 warned and admonished us to be thou faithful unto death in order to receive the crown of life. And these are scriptures. These are things that we need to ask each day. Each day that we come to worship on the Lord's Day. Open your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'm sorry. First Corinthians 14 and verse 33. You know, James teaches us that life is just like a vapor, right, that appears for a little while. Then life just vanishes away. This morning, the time allotted, I want to just go to the Word to look at our life. In spite of what's going around us each day. In 1 Corinthians 14:33, the Bible says, for God is not. And I want you to underline that word, not. When God say no, or when God say not, he mean not and he mean no. It's not presumptuous. It's not that something that we have to seek at. When God says no, that I am not, he mean that. He says, for God is not the author of confusion. But of peace. Underline that word, peace. Don't underline that word confusion, because we don't want to have that mindset of confusion because of who we are, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. That is, peace comes about because we are saints and we belong to the church that Jesus built. And the conclusion of the matter is this. If I want peace, if you want peace, number one, you got to be a saint. Number two, to be a saint, you got to belong to the church. Of churches, churches of Christ, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, go with me to James. I want to share one more scripture with you, then we'll go a little bit further. In the book of James, we talked about this morning, but I want to repeat it again. In James chapter 1, because everybody want to pray. We've been here all weekend. We need to pray. And we do need to pray. Because the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But I want you to see what James says here in James 1 and verse number 6. As we undertake that word peace. He says, but let him ask in faith. Amen. If we ask, we must ask utilizing the word of God. Because peace comes through the word of God because we are saints in the body of Christ. You understand what I'm just saying? See, peace comes through the word because the word has made us saints in the body of Christ. Amen. So if you're going to ask, you're going to ask in faith. Then he says here, nothing wavering. Now I want you to underline that word wavering because that word wavering brings on four strong points. Number one, to waver simply means that when we ask, we're not going to be doubtful. Amen. We're not going to be doubtful. Amen. All right? I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Because the ultimate goal is we want peace. Amen. Am I right? You want peace this morning. Amen. And you want it without wavering. Amen. So you can't be, what, doubtful. Amen. Amen. See, you can't be doubtful if you use faith. Amen. See, the word of God going to point you in the right direction. Amen. The word of God going to be the light unto our path. Amen. The word of God going to be truth when we continue in his word. See, when you're in the word and when you ask, number one, why would you doubt? Amen. See, that's really why we have peace. Amen. Amen. But the devil, because we are doubtful, this is what happens. He allows conflict in our life. Amen. And that conflict is between the devil and truth. Amen. Am I right? It's right or it's what? Wrong. Am I right? Am I right? Y'all with me? See, in relationship to conflict, because you didn't use faith. You with me? How many times you made a decision and you're not sure what you're going to do? Amen. You're not going to decide which way you're going to go. You don't know what to do. You're totally confused. There's conflict in your life. See, conflict is in your life because you didn't get the right authority. Amen. See, because that when we ask, we're going to ask in faith without wavering. Amen. See, another thing about that, number one, see, you can't debate truth. Amen. See, we can't sit here and argue among one another what's right when you already got the word of God. Amen. See, you can't argue truth because truth is truth. Amen. When Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, we can't argue that, amen. Because that's the truth, amen. When you read Acts 20 and 7 upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread, we can't argue that, amen. That's not debatable, amen. So when it talks about the word of God, see, we don't debate the word of God. But when you begin to debate the word of God, when you begin to doubt the word of God, when you begin to have conflict, word of God, number one, it violates faith. And when you violate faith, brother, you ain't got no peace in your life. Y'all with me? See, Those are the problems that we have. See, number one, there's variance in our life. And what variance means, some days you're up, some days you're down. Some days you have good days, some days you have bad days. Am I right? Some days you're moody, amen. Amen. You ever been that way? Some days you wake up all right, but by the time you get home, you're in a mess, amen. Y'all with me? Life is not that way. Your life is not in a variance, amen, because you're going to continue in the word, amen. You're going to stay in the faith, amen. You're going to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. That's the mindset, amen. That's the reason why you're here, amen. Amen. So that you can have peace, because God is not the author of confusion. That's the reason why he said that if you ask in faith, don't you waver. Don't you waver. Be sure what you're asking. And the only way you're going to be sure what you're asking, brethren, you got to do it, what? In faith. That's the reason why he said it's to the saints that belongs to the body of Christ. Oh, amen. Because we who are saints, we who belong to the body of Christ, that's what we do. We hold on to the word. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? See, and this is what the devil utilizes that robs us of the ability to understand and do God's word. Now I'm going to slow it down, and I want you to get your pencil out. Don't be hard-headed, because you might not can't understand this gibbler-goo. But I want you to look at what I'm saying, number one, and I want you to write it down, amen, so that when you leave here, you can count it all joy. When you fall into various temptations, and what you see today, you're going to think about it, you're going to consider it, you're going to reckon it, amen. And if conflict is in your life, debate is in your life, variance in your life, you're going to get this stuff out of your life, because tomorrow, this afternoon, you're going to have peace, amen. Amen? Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Amen. See, because God is not the author of confusion. See, if you're here today and you're confused, can't nobody be blamed but you, amen. God is not the author of it, amen. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So here we go again. I want you to write peace at the top of your paper. P-E-A-C-E. And then I want you to write 1 Corinthians 14:33. Then subtitle the A. I want you to write, to have peace, you got to be a saint. S-A-I-N-T. John 17:17. Sanctify them by thy word is truth. That word saint means to be set apart, amen. You're set apart from darkness to light. You came here today in darkness, but now you're gonna leave in light, amen. You came here confused, but you're gonna see a little bit better when you leave here, amen. Is that good enough? See, sanctification means that you've been set apart. That is, from darkness to light, John 17:17, your sins have been given, your sins have been washed away, because no longer you're not in darkness no more, but you're in light, amen. Right. Am I right? Because, B, you belong to the church of Christ. Okay? Peace, A, saint, B, church of Christ. That's the first step that you got to have, amen. You got that? Let me do it again. Number one, peace at the top, P-E-A-C-E, amen. Let me do it this way. I'm going to try to write better. Can y'all see that better? Okay? Amen. Then A, that you are a saint. Then you're going to write 1 Corinthians 14:33, right? Then you're going to write John 17:17, right? Amen. Because you've been, what, set apart from darkness to light, amen, because you are a member of the church of Christ, amen, amen, that we have peace, amen. That's the first thing I want you to see. That's the mindset that we want to transform. That's what you got to believe. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace to all the saints in the church of Christ. And what that said to me, do you want peace? I'm not talking about temporary peace. I'm talking about peace in good days and bad days. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about peace when you're broke. Peace when somebody get on your last nerve. Amen. See, that's what we're talking about. But that peace going to be guided by if we ask, we're going to do it in faith. Amen. They're going to be guided by the word. Amen. I'm not going to make a decision in my life that I can't prove it in the book. Amen. If it's not in the book, I'm not going to do it. Amen. Does that make sense? That I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be around people who do it. But every decision that I make, it's going to be proven with what thus said the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because you're going to see, when you ask in faith, it's going to be given unto you. But the Holy Spirit goes back, and he used that word wavering. See, and that word wavering means just doubtful. Well, why are you doubtful? You are doubtful because you just don't know the word. You don't have knowledge. Amen. Go to 2 Corinthians right quick. 1 Corinthians 2. Terry talked about this morning in Sunday school. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. All right? Boy, this is so good. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2. You can't buy this nowhere. Amen. You can't buy it nowhere. 1 Corinthians 2. I'm going to begin reading verse 1 once you get there, amen. He says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, underline that word brethren, since we dare time to review. Amen. Why he used the word brethren? Because it's to the saints of the church of Christ. For actually they were baptized into the body of Christ, right? And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech or wisdom declaring you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Underline that word, Spirit and the power. The word and the power. By the word power, right? Romans 1:16. By the word Spirit, you got John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13. Amen. Spirit. Amen. Spirit and of power. Look at verse 5. That your faith should not stand, right, in the wisdom of men, amen, but in the power of God. See, the decisions you make should have been based on what man say, but what God say, amen. See, peace comes not by what man say, but what God say through the power of the word of God. But see, the devil wants you to be doubtful. Amen. Amen. The devil wants conflict. Amen. The devil wants you to debate God's word. Amen. The devil wants variance in your life. Amen. See, the devil wants you to be confused. Amen. Because see, when the devil know he got you confused, when you sit here and we fussing and fighting over the word, we debating what's right and what's wrong, we ain't got time to grow. Amen. Amen. Your husband and wife, see, you ain't going to get no supper because you make your wife mad because y'all debating on something that don't even matter. Shake your head, man. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because there's conflict in your life. Because number one, you doubt the word. You don't consult the word. You don't count the word. You don't consider the word. Amen. Because see, we're not interested in what man say. We're interested in what God say. Amen. Why? Because God is not the author of what? Confusion, but of peace. So when you find yourself debating the word, or when you find yourself people calling you and trying to talk negative about the word, trying to talk down about the word, you better run from them kind of folks. Because see what they trying to do, steal your peace. Amen. I don't know why you go there. See, I don't know why you do that. I don't know why y'all don't use instrumental music. I don't know why y'all say women got to be silent in the churches. You don't know, but God knows. The Bible know. Amen. Who you going to believe, what man say or what God say? Amen. Am I right? And that's what he's talking about. Not by wisdom of men, but by wisdom of God. You know what? We listen too many times to the wrong people. Folk don't know what they're talking about. Ain't got no authority. They're ignorant. They're stupid. Amen. I'm not being ugly, but I'm just telling you the truth. Because see, when you talk to these people, see, you're doing a plan in the hands of the devil. Because see, you allow wavering to come. And see, when you allow wavering to come, then he ain't going to give it to you. Or when you ask in faith, based on your own self, because see, all this here lead to one thing, S-E-L-F. Because see, you're more concerned what you want than what God wants. Y'all with me? See, you more concerned what you want versus God want. And see, when you do this here, at that point, you're just not going to have peace. See, you're not going to have peace in the church, out of church, and relationship to being a saint to God. Because John 9:31 said, where sin is, God is what? It's just not. Does that make sense? And this is free. I could be selling these tapes for $45. But I'm giving them to you free. In order to have peace in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Then, very quickly, go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. He said, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Then verse 6 says, howbeit, when we speak wisdom among them, look what he says here, Brother Brown, that are perfect. Does that word mean that you mature, that you grow? Let me tell you something, folks. One thing about life, and one thing about grace. See, you can come up in here in a mess, but make up your mind that you're going to serve God and not man. That God can straighten you out to be better than what you were before you came. But God's not going to help you until, number one, you help yourself. See, God can't do nothing with you until, number one, that you got to seek ye first. You got to offer your body as a living sacrifice. See, you got to set your affection on things which are above. You got to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Until you do those things, God can't do nothing with you. This sermon don't mean nothing to you. Because God can't help you until you help yourself. Amen. And that's what that word means when he said he's going to allow you to be a perfect man. That simply means that you're going to grow. You're going to mature. You're going to be what God would want you to be. It ain't going to happen overnight. You know why it ain't going to happen overnight? Because if you got in a mess in 5 years, God can't straighten you out overnight. It takes time. Amen. But it's one day at a time. Amen. See, that you study the word, that you put the word in. No, you're not just your body, temple, Holy Spirit. You let the word and the seed operate in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And that's what he's saying here in verse 6. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not in wisdom's world, not the prince of the world that come to naught. But we speak in wisdom of God. See, of God, of faith, not of the prince of this world or the prince of this darkness. See, this here, we don't want this here, do we? Am I right? We want this here. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And let me show you what I'm talking about. See, whenever you have disorder, or whenever you have confusion in the church, and we got examples. Amen? When you go to 1 Corinthians 1, 110, you know what they have a problem with? Division. Amen? Go that way right quick. I'm going to show you. I'm not going to be able to go to all of them. But see, whenever time you leave the faith, and see, Thy Park ain't the only one have problems. Amen? See, we see it in the Bible. Amen? Am I right? Over 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse number 10, they had a problem with division. Because he said in verse 10, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, what? That you all what? Speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. So evidently, there was a problem with division. Everybody didn't believe in the faith. Everybody didn't trust in the faith. So they had a problem. Amen. See, whenever you have a problem in the church, you will have a problem in your life. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Go to 1 Corinthians 5 right quick. That's another problem that they had. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, they had a problem with sin in the camp. Impure thinking. Amen. We will not tolerate sin. Because when we tolerate sin, we lose faith. Amen. Amen. And to have peace, you got to have faith. Amen. Sin robs us of faith. So when you are divisive, amen, when we allow sin in the camp and you don't want to repent, we're going to put the Bible on you. Amen. 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 Because over in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, this was the problem. It said, it reported coming to there's fornication among you. And such fornication as not so much named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. Somebody was going with his father's wife. But look at verse number 2. Instead of them dealing with it, instead of them getting sin out the camp, verse number 2, he said, y'all are puffed up about it. You are proud about it. Why were they puffed up about it? Why would they prove? Why would they? It was sin. See, let me tell you something. If everybody's ignorant, you got problems. Amen. And I go a little bit further. You're sitting next to your wife, hold her hand. And if you ain't, just look like you are, act like you're holding it. Amen. When the Bible teaches about not being unequally yoked together, find that scripture over 1 Corinthians. When we are divisive as husband and wife, can we have peace? Our confusion, conflict, doubt, wavering, debating, a part of your life? Amen? Amen? Why you thought he told them that they should speak the same thing, be the same mind? Because see, we got to be one. We got to be one. He prayed that we were one in John 17. Same thing here. He says, you got a problem here. He says, you are puffed up, amen. And have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from you. Amen. If you got sin in your life and you don't want to repent, you ain't going to destroy my life. Amen. Amen. Am I right? Amen. And that was the problem then. What that is, brother? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Y'all hold your spot down, right? 2 Corinthians 6:14 down somewhere. If you're a husband and wife. 2 Corinthians 6:14. All right. And the reason why I want you to write it, because you know what? Y'all know what? Peace, faith ain't going to happen if you're not one. Amen. That's anything you do. You ever been on a job and everybody confused? You ever work for a boss and he don't know what he's doing? You're going to go under. Amen. How you going to work for something and he don't know what he's doing? He's going to try to tell you something that he don't know what to do. Do that make sense? How you going to say, I'm staying fast, I'm movable, and you got a wife who's a fool? Why you call her a fool? Because she's a fool when you show anybody who see God's word and you reject, debate, conflict God's word, you are a fool. The Bible says that. Am I right? Am I right? Over here in 2 Corinthians 6:14, look what he says here. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what hath concordia hath Christ with Belial? See, this comes about, brethren, simply because of division, impure thinking, being judgmental, you're weak in the faith, even in your worship service. I don't have time to go about it here. If we come here today and our worship is no good, we ain't going to have no peace. Amen. It's in vain. Amen. Am I right? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Why? Because number one, you got what? Unsound doctrine. Amen? See, let me give you another example right quick. And I'm going to shut up, but I'm just trying to make a point here in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Here's another point. See, over in 1 Timothy 4:1, when he said, now the Spirit speaking is present at a lot of times that some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. See, when all this occurred, when people pulled from the faith, when people quit trusting in the faith, like, for example, infant baptism, sprinkling, mass. You know, people talk about Christmas. You can't even find that in the Word. Amen. So why are you going to celebrate something when you say, well, I'm going to celebrate Christmas, when you can't even find it in the Bible? See, when you think like that, and when you have that thought pattern, they're going to steal your faith. Amen. Is that right? Find it. Somebody find it. When you find it, let me see it. But I do know that around 394, the Universal Church, they began it and they start calling it the mass. You can't find it nowhere in the Bible. Purgatory. See, instrumental music was added to the church in 667. You know what instrumental music did? Instrumental music caused such a dispute in the church that even today, the Catholic Church and the Greek Orthodox Church split. They used to all be one, called a universal church. But when they brought in instrumental music, some just fussed about it so hard that they didn't want to accept it. They split the church, and those who split are now called the Greek Orthodox Church. The Catholic Church has a pope, and the Greek Orthodox have a prelate. They're still wrong. Amen. But I'm just telling you, when you leave faith, that's when confusion is going to happen. Amen. Celibacy. That means telling men they can't marry. You can be a priest, but you can't marry. See, what you sow is what you're going to reap. And what I mean by that, let me keep it clean. They still mean it. And they still got desire. Amen. See, God put man and woman there. See, the twain together, be one, as husband and wife. You even say man and woman, right? Well, make you understand that, right? Because, see, I ain't going to be like Mr. Obama tells our wife for two males to do it. He wrong. Amen. It takes a man and a woman. Amen. Am I right? Because you start believing that two men can do it, you ain't going to have no peace. Amen. Because you're leaving the faith. Amen. See, there's a case here. What they did, they left the faith. Y'all with me? And see, whenever you leave the faith, see, begin to do things, sprinkling, images, pulp, and all this stuff. See, you lose your faith. And I can go on and on and on. Look at your own life. Look at my life. Amen. Thing that I've done wrong. Thing that you have done wrong. Amen. That robbed us of peace. This is just an example that you read in Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things are in the foretime, where if I was. Learn that we do patience and come to scripture, we might have hope. Why? Because see, if it's not in the word, we're not going to what? Do it. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And because of that, look at here. All the denominations that exist in the world today. There ain't no peace in this. Because it's not in the faith. They ain't been set apart from darkness and light, so they ain't saints, right? Because they don't belong to the church of Christ in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. What am I saying, brethren? Stay in the word. Amen. Amen. You got the book. Amen. Don't let nobody steal your joy by trying to push you somewhere that they ain't got no business going in relationship to understanding what is the will of God in relationship to understanding the Bible. All right, one more thing. I'm going to show you one more thing. Then we're going to stop. Y'all with me? All right. Now look here. See, the faith. Can anybody see that? You ain't, there's some chairs up front. All right. Y'all sitting back there can't see, squinting your eyes. It's your fault. Okay? See, when people tell you that it makes no difference what church you go to, number one, they're stealing your peace because the Bible says there's only one body. Amen. Am I right? When people say that church was found by men versus Christ finding the church, they're trying to steal your faith. Because, see, all this brings about confusion. Amen. That's the reason why the world is so confused today. Amen. See, because what people have done, they have left truth. Amen. This is truth. This is darkness. This is light. This is darkness. This is faith. This is debatable. See, this is variable. See, people say, well, picking church like smorgasbord. See, whatever fits your need. See, the only need you should have is the word of God. Amen. Amen. But that's the reason why the devil did this here in order to confuse us. Because guess what? He don't want you to be happy. Amen. He don't want you to be. I asked him a question in Sunday school. How many hours in a day? Anybody know? 24? Well, how many hours going to be the day of the 7th, 16th, right? How many hours in this day? How many hours going to be on December 23rd? How many hours going to be on December 26th? How many hours going to be on December 25th? Same number of hours, right? It makes no difference, right? A day is a day, right? Day is a day. Go back a little bit. I want you to throw nothing at me. Go back a little bit further. If you've been broke, if you've been confused, and when you go to your mailbox and you get two or three bills and you have to debate which one you're going to pay, because you ain't got no money. You just don't have enough. You ever did that? They're going to have to wait the next month, maybe 2 months. You ever did that? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. Why in the world you going to allow confusion and you know what condition you in now? For one day, they got the same number of hours. The sun gonna rise, the sun gonna go down. Amen. If nobody ain't speaking to you now, they ain't gonna speak to you on the 26th. So you buying them a gift ain't gonna make things no better. Or if they do smile at you, it's a phony smile. Because you're giving them something that you can't afford. Amen. If you're trying to develop peace in your home right now, If you're getting a little stable now, because teaching that we've been doing here, you're getting a little bit better, and you're saying, I'm on my game plan, hopefully another 3, 6, 9 months, I'm going to be completely out of debt, I'm going to master the debt. Why are you going to allow Satan to mess your mind up for one day? Amen. Ask the brother in here who's a retailer, who's a merchandiser. I ain't going to call his name. I asked him a question today in Sunday school. I said, brother, would you be safe to say that where you work at, it's a big, big, big box store. I ain't going to call no name because it's on tape, but I don't want to get him into trouble. I said, brother, would you say that 85% of the money spent in your store on yesterday, from now to the holiday, is on a credit card? He grinned. He says, more than that, over 90%. People buying something with money they don't have. And you wonder why we cheat, rob, and steal. Because our mindset ain't right. For something you can't even find in the Bible. Amen. The sister gave me, bless her heart, this. She came to me and said, hi, Brother Lyons. Because she been saw me pulling out my shirts and pulling out my collars, cleaning my glass. She said, hi, Brother Lyons. She said, here, I'm going to give you this here. And I want you to use this. This been more beneficial to me than she went out and bought me a $50 tie, which I don't need. Because something that I can what? Use. Amen. Am I right? This probably didn't cost her nothing. So I probably gave it to her. And she just blessed me with it, amen? Am I right? Am I right? You walk around with holes in your socks. Amen. Some of us do. Or you walk around with mismatched socks on. Amen. Some of you do. Ain't trying to get in your business, amen? If you spend 15 minutes trying to match socks to go to school, wouldn't it make sense to buy the socks now instead of wait till, well, you don't open it till Christmas now. Oh, wait a minute. You need to wear them now, man. Put them on. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That's what the devil wants you to do. Amen. And then some of you wives, come on, wives. You know he's struggling working three jobs. You know he ain't got no money. You know. Why are you going to put that on him? Oh, you know, my mom would have told me, I should never marry you. You broke. I can do bad by myself. You know, you start thinking about somebody for you. Now, I bet I'm married to him. I bet I wouldn't be. And then you accidentally hear what she say. Amen. And then you ain't got no faith. You got confusion. Don't y'all look at me like y'all don't talk that way sometime. Because you do. I do. Amen. I mumble all the time. That's all I do. But I mumble a long way. Sometimes I go downstairs to mumble. And I ain't going to tell you why. Amen. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. That's why you come here today. That's why you're going to come back tonight. That's why you come on Wednesday night. That's why you come. We're not here to entertain you. We don't have choirs. We don't have pageantry. We're not going to have no Christmas program. We probably won't even say Merry Christmas to nobody. Because it's just another day. Amen. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? What does it profit you that if you look good in the sight of men, but in the sight of God, you're a mess? What does that profit you? And that's the reason why you're here. That's the reason why you come. And that's what the word is all about. If any of you ask in faith without wavering. Because go back and let me give you the last part of it. Let me give you the last part. I'll go back to James. I want to give you the last part. He says, the last part is this. He says, what you get there, and all you got to say, that's me. You know it's you. Amen. It was me at one time. Amen. It was me. Amen. James 1:6, I'm sorry. He said, everybody there? He said, but let them ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Amen. We got that right. For he that waveth, he is doubtful. He who is confused, he who is at conflict, he who debate. See, he who used variableness in his life because of self is like a wave of the sea driven with winds and tossed. And what that simply means, your life is just a mess. You're just going any way you want to go. So you've been blown. Anything sounds, I need that. I'm going to go buy me some lottery tickets. I'm going to go to the casino. I got to go do this here. See, I need to be blessed. See, you're just pulling. And all you got to do is go back to the word. Amen. You're wasting your mind, time buying scratch outs. You're wasting your time going to the casino. You're wasting your time. Amen. That's a devil's hope. Amen. All you got to do is go back to the word. I don't know how I'm going to pay my light bill. I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's the word, amen, that gives you comfort, that gives you peace, amen. And all you got to do is know you're not that you're by the temple of the Holy Spirit, let the word of Christ dwell in you, and then begin to perfect. Just wait on the Lord, amen. See, each day is going to get better and better, ain't that right? See, go home. Don't be hard-headed. Get by yourself. Write that thing that besets you. If you're chilling, write that down. Amen. Your wife, write that down. Your husband, write that down. Money, write that down. Job, write that down. What good is a job when you ain't happy? Amen. Amen. You sit there saying, man, this weekend went by fast. I really don't want to go to work tomorrow. You should never say that. Amen. Am I right? And just write down. Because see, you know what beset you. Then what you need to do, start what modifying those things, crucifying those things, getting those things out your life. As long as they stay there and not corrected, you'll never have peace. You'll never have peace. Because see, God's not the author of confusion. He ain't going to let no child take no peace from you unless you let it. Amen. He ain't going to allow you to be unequally yoked unless you let it. Now, brother, he went to Romans 15. He read about those who are weak need to help the infirmity. You're right. We're supposed to help the infirmity. But we can't help the infirmity unless they want help. Now, we'll stand by you and we'll help you as long as we see you trying. Amen. But when you're going to come here and say, I'm going to debate, or you want to argue with me about the word, when I'm showing you what the word says, ain't nothing that I can do with you. Amen. See, when I looked at that example up there, when we talked about, see this over here, see, when you got this mindset, and this is what the right mindset, and you stuck on this, ain't nothing that I can do for you. You got to change first. Then I help your infirmities. I'll do anything with you. I'll have an in-home Bible study with you. I'll text you till you get tired of texting. I'll email you. I'll blow you up. Because I ain't got nothing else to do. See? You'll get tired of me texting you. Till you say, hold off a little bit. But I ain't going to help you unless you want to help yourself. Because number one, see, you sitting here debating, you sitting here confused, and you sitting there don't know which way you want to go, and you don't want to go in the right way. See, sooner or later, you're going to pull my battery down. And I ain't going to have no juice because I'm tired of fooling with you. Amen? Am I wrong for saying that? Amen? You got to want it first. As newborn babe, desire. So you got to have a desire to hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's like coming to church. If you don't want to come to church, I can't make you come. You got to want to come. You understand? See? Unless you want to come, ain't nothing I can do. Now, same thing. You don't want peace, ain't nothing I can do. So he read it, Romans 15. We're supposed to help the weak. We're supposed to help. I'm all for that. That's our job. Amen? Amen? Galatians 10, they do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. I don't think we do it enough. I don't really believe we help one another enough. We seek after one another enough. Let me tell you something, brother. This is the lesson. Do you realize that we are brothers and sisters in Christ? Do you realize we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ? Do you realize we are royal priesthood? I can go on and on. Do you know who we are, the body of Christ? The fellowship and the camaraderie that we have together as brethren? Do you realize that? Really, we have more in common than our physical brothers and sisters. Because our commonality of Acts 2:44, that we have things in what common. Am I right? See, we shouldn't wait for one day to do some good to one another. Amen? Am I right? In July, bring somebody a piece of chicken. You cook too many butter beans. Don't throw them away. Bring somebody a bowl of butter beans who you know like to eat. Amen? Now, if they funny acting, and you know they funny acting, don't you give your butter beans away and they throw them away. You know some of y'all get funny. I'm going to eat from everybody. You know what I'm saying? I eat from all y'all. I'm just telling you the truth. Because, see, if I miss it in you, God going to bless it anyway. Amen. See, I'm going to be like them children who drop stuff and they pick it up, kiss it up to Jesus. So I ain't funny. I'm just telling you, whatever you give me, and you know what? I'm going to talk about it too because I'm happy. Amen. And that's where it's supposed to be. Amen. Because we can't get peace among ourselves. We sure can't expect the world to do it. Amen. Am I right about it? And then a husband and wife, don't wait once a year. Don't wait the anniversary. Don't wait the birthday. Hey, you don't have but one of them. Do all year long, amen? Am I right? I don't got the two sneaker bar now. I buy my wife two. See? And she eat both of them too. See? And she just be smiling. See? Cost about $1.89. I pay for it in cash. Amen. Amen. You know what I told you about swiping groceries? That you paying for something that's going in the sewer? If there be one here today that he responds to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you come by hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You believe what you hear. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You must repent of your sin, Luke 13:3, or you're going to perish. You want to make that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then you must be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism, because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The water is ready. You can be saved today. 1 Peter 3:21 said, baptism does so also now save us. Don't you put off tomorrow that you need to do today. Come down these aisles. We ask you one question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You can be baptized. You can be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. If you're here today and you're already a Christian and you have not been having that life that you want to have, 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you're here today and you need to respond, come right now as we stand and we sing.